Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, decreasing clouds in the upper 60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Cloudy for tonight, mid 40s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. As into Friday, chance of rain showers, otherwise cloudy skies in the upper 60s. Friday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low near 44. And Saturday, partly sunny, temps 53. Right now, it's 55.
At Blue Valley Inn, Insurance. We offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the Senate Ag Committee is on track to release a bipartisan farm bill after the Easter break. Grassley warning lawmakers that a Republican-only bill coming out of the House would have no chance of getting through the upper chamber. Bipartisan farm bill talks are stalled in the House amid complaints from Democrats on the Ag Committee, who say they've been largely cut out of the negotiating process and haven't been given an opportunity to review the bill's text. They're particularly interested in potential changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. House Chair Mike Conaway of Texas has not indicated whether he'll yield to pressure from Democrats to share the bill's text or he'll go ahead with a partisan measure. Grassley has met with Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts to talk about things that the Iowa senator would like to see included in the Senate's version of the farm bill. Grassley said the staff is starting to draft a farm bill, and Roberts said he'd like to start the process after the Easter break. National Corn Growers Association says concerns are lingering that the Trump administration could cut a deal with the nation's oil refiners that could put a big dent in ethanol demand. In turn, that would have a negative impact on the price of corn. The National Corn Growers remains active in its members' behalf, including running a major advertising campaign in the D.C. area. The proposal from the refining industry to cap the price of renewable identification numbers, or RINs, is something that the president is said to be considering. The NCGA wants leadership to know that it would cut farm income almost $4 billion per year over the next 2 years. The organization also wants the president to understand there's a better option out there, including allowing the year-round sale of ethanol blends like E15. That idea would lower RIN values to address refiners' concerns by blending more ethanol. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
Hey, you. It's your stomach again. I'm here to set things straight. Subway has new signature wraps, and they're packed with meat. These things make me full. Full like your voicemail after you win the lottery. Full like a clown car on the way to an oversized shoe convention. Full like the turkey, bacon, and guacamole signature wrap loaded with provolone, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and ranch. Full like I'm gonna be after you get to Subway and eat one. You're welcome. All new Subway signature wraps. Subway, make it what you want.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a woman has been charged with helping to kill her mother's boyfriend at a northeast Kansas lake, and her mother is charged with helping cover up for her. 18-year-old Ashlyn Hemmerling is jailed on a first-degree murder charge in the death of 22-year-old Taylor Sawyer, whose body was found March 14th at Perry Lake. 37-year-old Sarah Hemmerling is jailed on an obstruction charge. Ashlyn Hemmerling's boyfriend, 22-year-old Jonathan Blevins, is charged with first-degree murder. Jefferson County authorities believe that Blevins pulled the trigger. The husband of a woman who was found dead in rural western Kansas has been arrested. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said yesterday that 35-year-old Alfonso Garcia was arrested early Monday in Plainville. His wife, 24-year-old Alexis Garcia, was found dead early Monday in Plainville in Rooks County. The Kansas Attorney General's office will determine the formal charges. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
A 44-year-old Overland Park, Kansas woman has been indicted on 5 counts of wire fraud for allegedly defrauding the Jewish Federation of Lincoln, Nebraska of thousands of dollars. Jennifer Rosenblatt could get up to 20 years in federal prison on each of the counts if she's convicted. In a news release, U.S. Attorney Joe Kelly alleges that between July of 2014 and October 2016, Rosenblatt, while working as the Jewish Federation's treasurer, defrauded the group of nearly $39,000. The University of Kansas Health System plans to open a mental and behavioral health center in downtown Kansas City, Kansas. The health system said yesterday that it acquired the former Environmental Protection Agency building, which has been empty for 5 years. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Health System Vice President Chris Rundert says renovation of the building will take about a year. The total project cost is estimated at about $61 million. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. The latest U.S. Census figures show that Nebraska's rural-urban population divide continues to grow. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that Douglas, Lancaster, and Sarpy counties grew about 10% from 2010 to 2017. That's an increase of more than 96,000 people. Lancaster County's population growth was almost evenly split between migration and natural growth, which is when there are more births than deaths. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln draws in many people to the area. Lincoln also has not lost any major employers and has a large amount of state and federal jobs. A bill that would allow higher speeds on Nebraska highways has won first-round approval in the legislature, but it will not apply to Interstate 80. Senators advanced the measure on a 35-2 vote after stripping out a provision that would have allowed speeds of up to 80 miles per hour on portions of the interstate. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral, drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs. along with Gooseneck Livestock Trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
This is Jen Horn reporting for KNDY News. Marysville Kiwanis will again coordinate the annual Easter egg hunt this Saturday, March 24th, beginning at 1 p.m. at Marysville City Park. Kids ages 2 to 12 are welcome to meet the Easter Bunny, hunt for Easter eggs, and free movies A Wrinkle in Time and Sherlock Gnomes will be featured at 2 and 4:30 p.m. Saturday at the Astro 3 Theater. For information, contact Ryan Smith. Dennis Huber, age 55, of Morrowville, passed away Monday, March 19th. Funeral service will be Friday, March 23rd at 10 a.m. at the Morrowville Christian Church, with burial at St. Peter and Paul Cemetery, north of Morrowville. Visitation is from 2 to 8 Thursday, March 22nd, with family receiving friends from 5 to 7 at Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dennis Huber. Jim Zimmerling, age 54, of Beatty, passed away Friday, March 16th. A graveside service will be Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Beatty. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jim Zimmerling.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey ladies, when we shop for clothes, we like our friends' opinion, right? So what do you do when your friends can't go shopping with you the next time? Well, you go to Fashion Direct in Marysville. Why? Because shopping there is like shopping with your friends. The staff pulls outfits and gives you their honest opinion. So really, how is that any different than shopping with your friends? It's not. Shop daily, 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5 at Fashion Direct in Marysville. See Fashion Direct on Facebook for the latest trends.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Tradition. Excellence. Destiny. Make it your destiny to experience the tradition and excellence of KNDY's Party Line. Listen to AM 1570 and FM 94.1 Monday through Friday mornings from 9:35 to 10 o'clock and find that one thing you're not even sure you're looking for. Get connected with local current events. Advertise your annual garage sale. Find out what is happening in your neighborhood and beyond. And stick around for the song of inspiration to get your day started off right. KNDY's Party Line, keeping people connected for decades.
The Warehouse in Waterville is a Twin Valley thrift shop with all proceeds benefiting local residents of Twin Valley Developmental Services. Stop by and browse the items on display, including used furniture and appliances. The Twin Valley thrift shop, The Warehouse in Waterville, is also accepting donations of good, clean merchandise. For pickup, call Stacy at 363-2490 or drop off at The Warehouse in Waterville.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well-remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well-remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, overall, it looks like we'll see quiet weather as we head through the day, but we do have a low pressure system that will move out of the Rockies and into the central parts of the Midwest as we head into tomorrow through the weekend, bringing in our area. It looks like more of the rain showers as we're on the warm side of the system, but to the north of the low, especially in the upper parts of the Midwest, we'll see accumulating snow. So look in the forecast as we head throughout the rest of the day, decreasing clouds in the upper 60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Cloudy for tonight will drop down to the mid-40s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For Friday, looks like chance of rain showers, otherwise cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. For Friday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely will drop down to the mid-40s. For Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 53. Saturday night, partly cloudy, we'll see temperatures at 35, and Sunday, mostly cloudy. That's look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
Ham is a traditional staple of Easter dinner. Do you know why? Some info to cure your curiosity today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. You might take a moment to think about something more important than your health. Of course, your family and friends are important. But without your good health, it becomes harder and harder to enjoy your life. If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, MeltingBelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new two-minute ritual. A ritual so powerful, it's saving lives. This two-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This two-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods. But it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. For free access to the two-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 22nd, the 81st day of the year. Actor William Shatner celebrates a birthday. Easter is less than 2 weeks away, so you've probably been thinking about a dinner menu. Have you ever wondered why ham is considered a traditional Easter dish? Before the modern age, hogs were butchered in the fall when cool weather would keep meat fresher while it was treated. After curing through the winter, the ham would be ready for the table in the spring. Today, of course, we can enjoy nearly any food this time of year. But old habits are hard to break, and it is comforting to carry on the traditions of our parents and grandparents. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Looking for tasty recipes? Check them out online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Thursday. The bracket-busting South region looks more like the Kentucky Invitational, featuring the Blue Bloods from the Bluegrass State and those other guys. The Wildcats are joined in Atlanta by Nevada, Kansas State, and Loyola, an upset-minded trio that made this the first regional in NCAA tournament history to oust all four top seeds on the first weekend. But Kentucky coach John Calipari is urging his young team not to drink the poison poison that they've got an easy road to the Final Four. Kentucky should feel right at home in Catlanta when it faces K-State this evening in the semifinals of the South Regional. The team had a 26-6 record at the Georgia Dome, including a triumph in the 2012 South Regional on the way to its last national title. K-State and Kentucky tip off 8:37 tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday only at Ace. Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
It's time for some straight talk. Using your phone, yeah, the one right in your hand, could cost up to 30% less every month. Got your attention, don't I? With Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone SIM kit, you can keep that phone, your same 4G LTE network and number, but pay less. The ultimate unlimited plan is just $55 a month. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. At 60 gigabytes, we may review accounts for violations of terms and conditions found at straighttalk.com.
The Kansas City Chiefs have signed defensive tackle Xavier Williams, a restricted free agent from the Arizona Cardinals, who declined to match the offer Kansas City made to the run stopper. Kansas City Chiefs announced the signing in a statement yesterday. The 6'2", 309-pound Williams grew up in the Kansas City suburb of Grandview, Missouri, before a standout career at Northern Iowa. He started twice and appeared 23 games over the past two seasons in Arizona, making 28 tackles and earning a reputation as someone who can plug up the run. The Chiefs had been searching for a nose tackle after Benny Logan became a free agent. The KU Jayhawks arrived in Omaha last night in advance of their big matchup against Clemson on Friday. KU could have its biggest player back in the starting lineup in the Sweet 16. In an interview on the Jim Rome Show, head coach Bill Self said Udoka Azubuike could start tomorrow when Kansas takes on Clemson. Mid-America Network Sports.
Do you hear the bowling thunder? Land O' Lanes is now hiring. They need bartenders, waitstaff, cooks, and team leaders with talent to spare. If we're right up your alley, go to landolanes.com to apply online or stop by to pick up an application to get the ball rolling. Strike it up today with a new job at Land O' Lanes.
Lots of miles left on used vehicles and on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a 2014 Chevy Equinox. A 2017 Buick Envision Essence is like new. They have a 2002 Oldsmobile Bravada. Several older vehicles that are priced right with lots of miles left at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Clear a spot on the windowsill and make room for geraniums, fuchsia, lantanas, and any other plants that were stored in a cool, dark location indoors for winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plant any bare root plants in a container large enough to accommodate the roots. Move pot-bound plants into a slightly larger container as needed. Use a quality, well-drained potting mix and set the plants at the same depth they were growing before. Prune stems back to 4 to 6 inches above the soil surface. Only prune the upper branches on tree forms of these plants. This encourages thicker stems and more compact growth. Move the plants to a sunny window or under artificial light and begin watering. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil are crumbly and moist. Once the plants start to grow, you can fertilize with a dilute solution of any flowering houseplant fertilizer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
We know Henry Ford is an early Detroit automaker, so what was he doing buying a huge tract of land in the state's Upper Peninsula? to answer. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
As Bill Cummings explains, the early industries in northern Michigan eventually brought one well-known businessman to the area.
Logging was initially what brought people here, and once the railroads came, then we were able to do mining because we could ship the ore. And then after that, in about 1920, Henry Ford purchased 430,000 acres of land in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
The 430,000 acres cost Ford $20 million. He had an important idea in mind for that large tract.
He had decided that it would be smarter if he were to take the lumber that he needed and converted into the parts that were needed for the Model T. So he ended up choosing Iron Mountain as a site for his plant.
The factory was placed beside the Menominee River, border between Wisconsin and Michigan.
He ended up building a dam for a power source, and he built a very large complex for manufacturing here, a Ford plant. It had three body plants here. It started with a sawmill.
Ford built an airport and housing for employees. This became a major hub of operations for the car manufacturer.
By the year 1925, 5 years after he started, by November of that year, he had 7,200 employees in the plant. This was the second largest plant of Ford operations anywhere outside of Detroit.
Production remained strong here until World War II. However, when the war effort shuttered car production, this plant took on a new role vital to winning the war. You can still see a piece of that history here. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Iron Mountain, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
A long winter, make sure your pasture's ready to go before the animals are turned out. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Good spring pasture management sets the tone for the rest of the year as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
Pastures are coming out of dormancy, and the grazing season will soon be upon us. Your animals will be giddy eating fresh forages again. Proper pasture management before you turn the animals out makes it feasible to have lush, green pastures and healthy livestock. Jamie Foster is a forage agronomist and ecologist with Texas A&M AgriLife Research. She says one of the first things you should do is physically inspect the pasture.
Walking the fence and checking the condition of things if animals had not been in a pasture
continuously through the winter is really number one, because you want to make sure that animals are safe. I would also include checking for any hay wires or hay string that might have been left behind, because you also don't want the animals to consume that.
The foundation of a good pasture management program is knowing what nutrients are in the soil. Foster recommends doing a soil test to make sure nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and pH levels are where they should be. Be careful with nitrogen. Pastures go through a natural flush of growth in the spring. Too much nitrogen will cost you in both fertilizer and time spent mowing. Weeds will grow in both good and bad soil, so it's important to get the upper hand on them before they become large and set seed. Foster says mowing can be beneficial, but extensive weed root systems can't be controlled by mowing alone.
Really, the best thing to do is to scout early and identify the plant. Once you know what you're dealing with and you catch it early, there's a lot of options these days for chemical control with no or very short re-entry intervals for your grazing livestock. And some of those even have extended control.
Learn more about spring pasture management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh.
Genetic engineers take aim at insect pests. The Farm Journal report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Crops have been genetically engineered to resist certain insect pests. Think BT corn. Now, scientists like Tony Shelton at the Geneva, New York campus of Cornell University are using a variation on that, since some insects are a problem for many different crops.
Rather than engineering all of those crops to be resistant to it, one could think about engineering the insect. It's the same strategy, but just a different approach. And I think it's going to be the strategy that'll be commonly used down the line.
Shelton says trials last summer with diamondback moths were promising. He says the technique offers some advantages over chemical pesticides.
It doesn't affect pollinators, it doesn't affect natural enemies, and it doesn't pollute the groundwater. So there's a lot of beneficial aspects to using this technology.
That's the Farm Journal report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Nebraska may be known as the beef state, but when it comes to agriculture exports, international sales of soybeans bring home the greatest value to Nebraska agriculture. That according to a report released by the Nebraska Farm Bureau this week. The report, Nebraska Agriculture and International Trade, is the latest in a series of analysis highlighting the importance of agriculture trade to Nebraska farmers, ranchers, rural communities, as well as the state's broader economy. While previous reports had focused on the impact of the North American Free Trade Agreement and the U.S.-Korea Trade Agreement, CORUS, the Nebraska Agriculture and International Trade Report provides a comprehensive review of Nebraska agriculture trade and the dollars and cents impact on individual commodities and how that translates to farmers, ranchers, and Nebraska counties. Well, according to the report, Nebraska was the fifth largest ag exporting state in the country in 2016, exporting some $6.6 billion in agriculture goods. Nebraska also topped the nation in beef exports, the third largest exporter of corn, feed, and other grains, and processed grain products, and the fifth largest exporter of soybeans and soybean meal. Reports out of the nation's capital say about 60 banks and certified public accountants that do business with sugar growers fired off a letter to the House and and Senate Ag Committees opposing the Sugar Policy Modernization Act. That legislation would make changes to the American Sugar Program. The bankers and accountants say the letter that they've had the opportunity to review the Sugar Policy Modernization Act and that sugar policy opponents proposed to Congress in November of last year. They told the committee it's clear the food manufacturing opponents of sugar policy not know what bankers and accountants know. If this bill or individual elements is adopted, they say, it would force an oversupply in the U.S. sugar market and would effectively remove the price safety net for American sugar farmers. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
America Ag Network still seeing some pressure on some of our futures markets here. Corn is climbing back out of the hole, though. May corn is up a quarter cent at 375 and a quarter. July unchanged at 383. The wheat markets seem to be doing well. May Kansas City wheat is up 5 3/4 at 471 and a quarter. July is up 6.5 at 490 and a quarter. We'd seen some struggles earlier in the day. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat are both up as well. Soybeans have seen some better times, currently trending down. May soybeans at 1027, that's down 2 3/4. July is at 1037 3/4, that's also down 2 3/4. Later months are all in the red. May soybean meal is up $2.50 at 367. July is up $2.30 at 369.10. Soy oil is a bit problematic as well. May bean oil is down 58 points currently at 31.79. July is down 57 at 32.03. So mixed numbers, mostly lower in the soy complex. We turn our attention now to livestock. April live cattle up 25 at 117.95. June up 67 at 108.05. All the later months are up by mostly by more than a dollar. March feeder cattle up 90 at 137.67. April feeders up 140 at 137.62. All the later months again up by well over a dollar when it comes to feeder cattle. Hogs not so much. April hogs down 135 at 61.22. May hogs down 172 at 68.60. So a tough go for hogs while cattle currently on a little bit of a rally. May cotton is down 23 points at 82.36. July is down 22 at 82.57. So not the best day for cotton. Crude oil is way off as well. May crude down 71 cents at 64.46. June down 65 at 64.30. And we see some red all the way down. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are all lower as well. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, cattlemen. This is Brady Larson with Larson Angus Ranch. I'd like to invite you to our 14th annual Carcass Without Compromise bull sale on Wednesday, March the 28th. We're selling a great set of 100 bulls this year, sired by Angus Hill Steadfast, Basin Payweight 1682, Resist All, Yuma, Discovery, and more. Call for a catalog at 785-891-3748 or go to LarsonAngusRanch.com to get online via the catalog. Thanks, and I hope to see you at the ranch 14 miles south of Wallace, Kansas on the 28th.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and farmers and ranchers are always fascinated by talking about farmland values. Well, today I have news of an $8 million auction after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Here is a news release that caught my eye recently. Dateline Aberdeen, South Dakota. And it read, the farmland market faced one of its first big tests of the year on the first Wednesday of March, and it passed with flying colors. A Steffes Group auction of 2,117 acres drew a strong field of bidders, and four of them emerged as buyers, paying a total of $8,724,636. This was the kind of land auction that has been rare in recent years. Contiguous land with excellent access and good soils. And bidders responded with a lot of enthusiasm. We got a great result for the sellers. That's according to Max Steffes, representative for the auction company. He went on to say, when we opened bidding, the first successful bidder purchased three of the nine tracts, 480 acres, at $5,100 per acre. And in the second round of bidding for the remaining tracts, we sold an additional 304 acres for $4,400 an acre. And he said the overflow crowd numbered 120, and it included 37 registered bidders. He went on to say it was really encouraging, though not surprising, to see such demand. Farm income is improving in many cases, and this land had soil productivity ratings in the 80s. Plus, our aggressive marketing program succeeded in bringing the land to the attention of both farmers and investors, and of the buyers, three were local farmers, and one of the tillable tracts went to an investor. But quite an auction. Earlier in March, a total of $8.7 million. Back with the final word after this message.
Our good life in America is tied to agriculture. Americans spend less on food than any other country in the world. We can spend more on homes, vehicles, and time with our families. We owe a great deal of thanks to the American farmer for providing safe, healthy, affordable food. During Ag Appreciation Week, the Farmers Cooperative says thank you for feeding the world and keeping our economy strong. Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success. We are investing in agriculture.
Despite the declines in livestock and grain prices, land values still holding pretty well. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Pastures are more than just food for grazing livestock. They're also habitat for wildlife. Manage your grasslands for the best diversity on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and more power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Migratory birds and insects need a place to rest and raise their young in an area that's not disturbed, has a diversity of plants, and something to eat. The pastures that livestock graze are the same ecosystems and habitats that grassland birds rely on. There are several grazing management techniques that can benefit both cattle and wildlife. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says the number one practice is rotational grazing. The periods of rest and utilization innovation create diversity.
As soon as you move cows off of one paddock and exclude them from it, that vegetation starts to change instantly. And as it starts to grow back, wildlife will respond. And we've seen really substantial improvements in grass and bird diversity on rotationally grazed pastures in Iowa and then also throughout the Midwest.
Set aside a refuge area within the pasture where it's not disturbed during May and June while birds are brooding. Janke says another idea is to stockpile forages.
Leaving forages out in the pasture or out in the field to use later in the season creates cover for a whole diversity of wildlife. I think this can be particularly useful for fall migrating birds. And they're, of course, seeking cover where they can find flowering plants with seeds to fuel their migration and also to escape the elements.
These strategies also help the producers' bottom line with more productive pasture land and less inputs. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on grazing management for wildlife at agriculture.com.
Norris Motors in Marysville has the new 2018 Chevy Silverado pickup. 1,500 models include the LT, the Z71, and the Custom Package. The 2,500 models include a heavy-duty work truck, plus the LTZ Duramax. They also have a new 2018 Chevy Colorado, four-wheel drive Z71 edition at Norris Motors in Marysville.
KNDY.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. The Trump administration is seeking a three-year extension for Trade Promotion Authority to negotiate and fast-track trade agreements through Congress. Speaking at the Ag and Food Policy Summit Wednesday, Greg Dowd, the chief agriculture negotiator at the U.S. Trade Representative's office, told attendees the Trump administration will use TPA to work on the North American Free Trade Agreement, the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement, and others.
Our first step in this process is to seek an extension of Trade Promotion Authority until 2021 and aggressively use that authority to negotiate or revise trade agreements so they are fair, balanced, and support American prosperity. This includes NAFTA and CORUS and new trade deals that we will seek out.
Dowd points out that the Trump trade policy for 2018 seeks to treat farmers fairly.
It is just a really good explanation of what the plan here is. And clearly in that agenda, it says that the Trump administration will use all tools to ensure America's farmers are treated fairly.
Dowd was recently confirmed by the United States Senate to serve as the chief agriculture negotiator for U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. In other news, German chemical company Bayer was given conditional European Union approval in its acquisition of Monsanto. A Dow Jones report says the takeover bid, which is worth more than $60 billion, was only approved after both companies agreed to divest themselves of assets worth more than $7.3 billion. In order to ease antitrust concerns. As a larger part of the divestiture, Bayer plans to sell company assets to BASF, including most of its global broad-acre seed and trait business, as well as three lines of research for non-selective herbicides. Monsanto's nematode seed treatment assets will also be sold to BASF, which will also buy Bayer's entire vegetable seeds business. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville, Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full-service station.